You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, the founder of Automation Bridge, an online publication for small business marketing automation. And in this episode, I want to discuss the power or let me say how to optimize the engagement of your audience across all of your marketing channels, or across multiple channels. There's a key to using multiple channels in your marketing, but you must understand how to do it properly to expect high results. That's what I want to cover in this episode. But before we jump into it, if you're new to the podcast, make sure that you subscribe. The All Systems Go podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We're on YouTube. You can find it in all main podcasting apps. If you're new to the show, please do me a favor and listen to this episode in its entirety. Once you're done, make sure that you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and review. I promise it will be worth it. For those of you who are subscribed and have not left a 5-star rating and review, please do so. It is greatly appreciated. All of you who have done so and all of you that will do so. So thank you in advance. And thank you for all of those who have left ratings and reviews already. And let's jump right into it. I think it's safe to say that the time where you could use a single channel for marketing your business is dead. And in fact, you could argue it was never alive, because even traditional businesses have always used multiple channels to market, though expensive, they have. But what you'll find is traditional businesses usually had an imbalance of channels. They usually leaned really heavy on one channel. One of the most common ones is word of mouth and referrals. You know, I remember coming up as a professional, as a young professional, you couldn't sign up for any services or really find out anything about, you know, insurance or any form of service provision without talking to somebody, you know, without getting a referral, without hearing about it. The Google ads hadn't been expanded. People weren't using the internet to find people like that. So word of mouth and referrals. And then when you would sign up, you know, maybe it's life insurance or whatever, they would ask you to refer, which they still do. They would ask you to refer, you know, people in your circle, because that was their primary channel. The dentist, I remember going to the dentist and them asking for referrals. Hey, if you send us referrals, we'll give you a percentage off, you know. So when I look at traditional businesses, they've more often leaned in an imbalanced fashion on one channel, even though they may have used other multiple channels. And again, mainly because it was expensive to have presence on all of these channels. So what do I mean when I say a channel? So we're talking about using multiple channels. Excuse me. We're talking about using multiple channels in your marketing to increase engagement. And we know when I say increase engagement, more engagement means more clicks, more eyes, more clicks and more eyes means more customers, because more people are seeing what you have to offer. Okay. So what is a channel? I want to keep it simple. And I'll say a channel is any medium that can carry content. Okay. Air becomes a channel when words are placed in it. That's where word of mouth comes from. Right. When I put words in air and it reaches your ear, I have turned air into a channel. Screens become channels when audio and visuals are placed on them. And I'm saying it like this with intention, because I want you to think holistically to help you break free from these rigid definitions of the past, you may hear the word channel and just start thinking one way. Like, oh, it's got to be this. It's got to be that. It's got to be that. You know, no, if it can, if you can disseminate content on it, it's a channel. It's a fortune cookie can be a channel. Right. If you had a fortune cookie and when you opened it up and fortune cookies are a lot more creative now. They used to just be full of old wisdom. Now they put lottery numbers on there. Your lucky numbers are they got all kind of stuff on there. Right. But you could easily put them, have fortune cookies made for your business, have a wise words on one side. And then on the other side, have your website, you know, or some promotion. You didn't turn the fortune cookie into a channel. And again, I want you to think holistically, because that's when the creativity gets incited and you're not limited. You're looking at everything now as a channel. Right. Just imagine I was watching SEE on Apple TV's latest movie, one of their exclusive originals. And if you didn't know, these are people who can't see, and they would use like these beads to communicate. They would put the different patterns on the beads and send it to people. And that's what they would feel, the beads, and they would communicate that way. That was a channel. String and beads became a channel. Right. Putting a message on a pigeon's foot and letting them fly away. The pigeon became a channel. It's a bird. Right. Like an animal as a channel. But if you think just more creatively, you'll start to remove the limitations and the rigidness around just and the pressure. Sometimes there's just a pressure to be right. It's OK if you're not right, if it works. You know, like I don't think this is a channel, but it's working. So guess what? It's a channel for you. OK, so with that understanding, technology has really provided businesses with many more channels than previous for marketing. So let's go through some of them. I mentioned some of the more creative ones that you may not have been on top of the mind. But let's talk about some that you're familiar with. Some that you have engaged with already, are engaging with, and you might be using, honestly, in your business. And I say might because I'm starting with traditional channels. Okay, so these are the time tested, tried and true channels that we have seen over the years before technology really evolved, right? First and foremost, a storefront. You know, if you didn't have a business, whether your storefront was your garage or you had the resources to actually rent a space, if you didn't have a storefront of some sort in the past, you weren't in business. Right. Television, commercials, infomercials, radio. Radio was huge. You know, radio is an underrated channel. Seriously, I believe that's why podcasting is really on the rise. But radio, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a resurgence of radio or a re-emerging of radio, the effectiveness of it, if it's not already happening. I'll admit I haven't been paying attention to it as a channel, but I just know the technological landscape is priming to really bring it back if it ever left. Right. Yellow pages. When I was growing up, we had yellow pages and white pages. The yellow pages was for businesses. White pages were for people. So you could go and look up people's phone numbers and they didn't have to give them to you. You could look them up and call them. We're using the white pages. Yellow pages the same way. That's how I got all of my jobs. I would just go through the yellow pages and look for jobs, you know, look for businesses and call and see if they were hiring. Billboards. On highways and bus stops. I remember seeing the attorneys and, you know, the more. No, it was really more so like attorneys and realtors growing up on bus stops. It would be their big face and then a number to call. And now, you know, it's gotten a lot more creative. But the highway billboards and bus stops, direct mail. Direct mail is one of the necessary evils of the world. If I could only eliminate the amount of mail I receive and just like opt in for electronic everything, but it won't work. The government itself will never stop printing paper and sending it to you. Bill collectors, medical bills, insurance confirmation, like it all comes via the mail along with other stuff. Right. So direct mail is here, and then business cards. Believe it or not, there was a day and age where when you having a bit, just having one made you official. And it wasn't too long ago, to be honest. I still remember the days getting started when I used to go to BNI, and BNI was, you know, it's a local networking group. And if you didn't have a business card, what are you doing? Like, that was the whole thing of you exchange business cards and barter and this and that. And it never worked for me, honestly. I'm so glad those BNI days are behind me. Never will I do it again. I don't recommend it to people, but I don't knock you if you do it and it's working for you. Didn't work for me. Okay, so those are traditional channels. All right, now let's talk about the digital channels, but I don't want to just name the digital channels. What you'll see, because in one of my previous episodes on the podcast, I talked about automation is best done, is most effective when it emulates manual efforts. Okay, so you need to take things that you're doing manually first and then apply automation to them. That's when you get the biggest results. Okay, the problem is when people try to bypass the manual part and go right into automation. So what we see is that technology has always mirrored what we do as humans, right? It's always mirrored human activity, and it should. So we see the same thing in the channels. The digital channels are mirrors of the traditional ones. So if I go with this same list, and what I'll do is I'll name its digital equivalent. And I didn't note this, but just know, you should know this by now. I'm not naming every single channel that exists. That would be crazy to make that claim. And it would be foolish for me to try to do that. I'm not doing that. I have a list of ones that come to mind, you know, like perhaps the most popular. And even in there, I may forget one that's popular, but it's enough for you to get an understanding. I'm not trying to be 100% accurate. I'm trying to facilitate understanding. Okay. So with that being said, when you look at all of the traditional channels, there's a digital equivalent. So a storefront, the digital equivalent is a website, right? Well, your digital storefront, TV, live streaming, you know, like if I don't have the numbers, but if you were able to get Facebook, YouTube, and any other live streaming platform and look at the amount of users that are watching those videos, not just live, but lifetime, it's got to be on par. It has to be on par with television numbers that we've seen when television was the main outlet. And if it's not on par, it's emerging. Like the graph has to be emerging to where television was. So live streaming is a TV equivalent. Radio, podcasts are the equivalent of radio. Yellow pages, Google ads, billboards, advertising. And I'm thinking, when I say advertising here, I'm thinking more of display networks. You know, display networks are when you go to a website and you're scrolling through the content, and then right inside of the content, there's an ad, and it primarily, more than likely, it comes from another website that you visited. So if I go to Nike and I'm looking at shoes, and then I go read a news article, and right in the middle of my news article are the exact shoes that I just looked at. Or when you load up apps on your phone that you didn't pay for, and you have those advertisement placed throughout them. Those are display networks. And it's the same. It's the digital equivalent to billboards, right? Direct mail, email. business cards, social profiles. And this is more of a new thing where people will say, hey, you got a business card? No, I'm on Instagram. Oh, let me follow you. Right. Like, oh, no. Connect. I tell people all the time, connect with me on LinkedIn. I do. My mother just did it. My mother just did it. And it was a good connection at that. I said, oh, wow, this looks like somebody I would have connected with just regularly, you know. So these are some of the digital equivalents, which means with all these traditional channels and their digital counterparts, it can be easily, you can easily get overwhelmed by, you can get overwhelmed and be challenged to your core to try to pull off effective marketing because in case you've been living under a rock, it is pretty much impossible to exist these days and in business of any size and any type without leveraging digital channels, digital marketing in some capacity. It's impossible to be able to grow your business in a sustainable way without leveraging digital marketing. And to do it, you need engagement. Okay. So just walk down this trail of understanding. So every business needs to be leveraging digital marketing. Check. We know that. And to do so, you need engagement. Digital marketing means nothing if you can't get engagement. Right. That's the point of marketing in a digital fashion, is to engage with people at scale. Right. To have the maximum engagement, you'll need to use multiple channels, which brings us to our topic today. Right. To use multiple channels effectively, they must function synchronously. And there lies the key. We started out in this podcast and I told you that there is a key to using multiple channels in your marketing. You just learned it. Synchronous functionality, the key to pulling off highly engaging marketing across all of your channels, is ensuring that they all are talking to one another synchronously. This means engagement taking place in any channel must have a central location to hold that information that can be, they not only can send information to the central location, but they can extract information. They can receive information from this channel. Okay. So engagement taking place on any channel must have a central location to hold the information that was captured through that engagement. So it has to be twofold. This central location has to be able to capture it. And the central location also needs to be able to send it. Because the synchronous, the syncing of messaging takes place in this central location. Does anybody know what this central location is? For those of you listening, do you know what I'm about to say? Did you just finish my sentence and did you do it accurately? That central location, that central place, is your CRM, your contact relationship management system, or customer relationship management system, whatever you want to call it. And yes, this is one of the main reasons why you do need a CRM. And not just an email marketing platform. I know I talked about, do you need a CRM, you know, earlier in the podcast, and I made a case. You may not have, but I said in that podcast, eventually you will. Here's one of the reasons why. Here's really the main reason why. The presence of the CRM is the main feature that differentiates marketing automation from email marketing. Email marketing just has lists of email addresses. A CRM has all of the data that you can collect on the contact. But in order to get this information into your CRM, you're going to need integrations. There's no way to do it without integrations. Okay. So all CRMs should be judged not just based on the content they capture, but their ability to integrate nicely with other tools. So the first step is, can you store all of the information or give me the functionality to store the information that I need in my business? If that's a checkbox, then the next is, do you play nicely with the other tools that I'm using now or may need to use going forward? That's the other checkbox. Your CRM has to check both of those boxes. In this digital age, you have to have both boxes checked. So let's talk about integration. I have what I call the hierarchy of integrations. And what this is a list. It's a prioritized list of integrations that you should know about in the order in which I recommend identifying their availability. Okay. So starting with the first point to look at, and most important, is native. This is your ideal. If your CRM has a native integration with the tools that you're using or looking to use, you're more than halfway there, right? Because this means that the data is passed directly from the channel, the software from the channel to your CRM, right? I don't want to say software because it could be on a channel that doesn't require software. So that's why I caught myself. But directly from that channel to your CRM, that's native. And let me say this. I've been experiencing some pretty poor integrations lately, especially when the company itself, and when I say the company, the CRM company, builds out the integration. It's amazing how ignorant a company can be about how people desire to integrate with their tool. It's surprising. I don't know of a lot of marketing automation platforms that are good at building out their own integration. Because what ends up happening is these developers build out integrations in a way that makes sense for the tool. Hey, if we do it this way, on the dev side, we'll be able to do this and this, this, and that. But then on the customer side, it's just like, what is this? You know, like, what is going on? So I've always seen it better if the software that's integrating with the tool builds out the integration, because they a lot of times have the customer journey as the context. Now, again, you would think a marketing automation platform would have the customer journey as context, especially if like one of their main features is customer journey automation. Like that's what they promote. That's what they write about. And then you look at some of their native integrations and they're the sorriest integrations. I mean, the weakest integrations. I had one that I was like, you know what? I'd rather use Zapier than this built-in integration. Cause you don't do yes, you check the native box, but how you do it is so unattractive and not functional, you know, which leads me to the next one, Zapier. Zapier is what I refer to as a digital broker, and it is a tool that stands between your CRM and the channel of choice and makes sure it formats the data from the channel to your CRM or vice versa. Okay. And Zapier used to really be the only platform, but now there are so many platforms coming out. You know, the biggest one after Zapier was If This Then That or something like that, IFTT or something. I can't remember, didn't use it. But I've seen other ones emerge. You even have enterprise specific digital brokers that just go between enterprise software. So that's your second line. Again, the only way and the only reason I would go there is if the native integration didn't exist or the one that did exist was done poorly. Zapier is your second line of defense. And lastly is custom development. This is your last resort because it's the most expensive, time intensive, and you really need to know what you need. If you can avoid this, by all means, do so. OK, however, if you have a proprietary system there's no avoiding this. There's no avoiding it. If you have a system that is made specifically for your industry and you want to start passing in data from channels that you're marketing on, you're going to have to do some custom dev. But I'll say this. The best feature or the best thing about custom development is that it's the most secure for your data. You own that socket. You own that protocol that the data is being passed on. You own the server it's being stored on. You know, it is the most secure. And for some of you, depending on your industry, that's the way you have to go. You can't afford your information is so sensitive. You can't afford a flaw on Zapier or something like that to pass information to the wrong destination. That could be, you know, very, very detrimental to your practice, you know, or your business. Okay. So remember, in the last episode, I believe it was the last one, where I talked about preparing your CRM for data to achieve a deeper customer journey experience by way of behavior-based marketing. Now you see that the channels that you're using to market on they're key to collecting that data about your contact, key to collecting as much as possible. So here are some keys to achieve a traditional digital marketing blend, because the thing is, you're going to be using both. There's no in today and beyond, there's no setup where you will benefit by using just one. You're going to be using both of them. So let's talk about what that experience could look like from traditional using your traditional presence or channels and leveraging digital. One is TV. Use SMS or a custom URL to drive to a website. And you all may not know this, but I used to do marketing for a company. This was some years ago. And it was a pillow company, actually. And I don't think, no, it wasn't me. I didn't do the marketing. I was mentoring the marketer, right? I remember this now. And the pillow company, I think this was my pillow, actually. The pillow company was using infomercials to promote, right? That was their channel. And they would set up this company that they were going through, this marketing company that they were going through, would set up these pages, these landing pages where you could purchase, right? So I didn't think anything of it. I'm looking at it. I'm just like, look, I could build a better landing page than that, you know, whatever, making my judgments or whatnot. But again, I don't want to disrupt something that's working. It was working. So as I'm going through it, they would provide a URL on the bottom of the screen of the infomercial. And you go to the URL. It was simple. It's like mypillow.com/now. And I'm saying MyPillow. I can't remember if it was specifically MyPillow. MyPillow is the first one that comes to mind, but it was a pillow company. And you go to the URL /go or something like that, or now. And when you visit it, it has all of these URLs placed, URL parameters placed in the address bar. And one of the parameters was time. So the reason this company was charging so much is they had software that, depending on when somebody visited that link, it would timestamp in the browser, which I know they were capturing in their CRM, which airing of the infomercial created the lead, so that they can know the time slot, what time slots in these infomercials are the most profitable. Okay, so that's one going from TV to a website. Next is radio. And this is the same as TV. And hold on, I said SMS. You can also, I know you all have seen this, especially with the presidential elections coming up. You know, text this number. You know, support the candidate. Text this number here, you know. So that's just, you're looking at the TV screen. You put the number in your cell phone, text it, boom, you're in there. So the radio is the same as TV, but perhaps on radio, especially if you're appearing multiple times or on multiple shows, you want different URLs for every radio show. And the easy thing would be, you know, like if I'm going on Mad Dog Radio, I would have, you know, I'd be like automationbridge.com/Mad Dog. Right. If I'm going on ESPN, automationbridge.com/ESPN. Right. So you can create, they're free. They're URLs. You own them. They're free at no charge. You can use multiple URLs. Right. For radio, direct mail, you'll want to use PURLs, personal URLs. OK, if you don't know what those are, do a quick Google search. But they make the URL that the person receives on that direct mail personalized to them, which enhances the chances that they'll put that URL in and actually visit it. OK, and these are just a few examples of how you can use these traditional channels in conjunction with digital channels, because it works the other way, too. You can use digital channels to get more out of your traditional marketing or your traditional presence. So one way is sending a postcard when a contact does a certain thing or reaches a certain point in an automation. Send some direct mail to them. Another way, right? Use your website. You can use your website to provide a coupon code that's only redeemable in person. They're on your website. Hey, next time you're in, get 15% off. Just show us this. Right. Email is a great one for that as well. You can opt in on the website, and then now they're sending you coupons via email. I cannot tell you. Listen to me. I cannot tell you the amount of times I have ended up at the outlet mall on a day I had not intended on going because my wife was looking through her email and said, oh, it's 40% off. It's 60% off today. So that move right there, website, coupon via email, email show up in person. And by what, you know, it works if you stay online, but we're just talking about in person, highly effective, highly effective. They've got many coin for me using that, not just on my wife. I'm trying to put it all on her. Like she's the shopper. It happens to me too. I'm like, oh shoot, 40% off. I've been waiting for that. You know, so it works both ways is all I'm saying. You know, you could leverage live streaming for promotional in-person events like movies and TV shows. Live streaming is great. I've seen Kevin Hart do this really well when he's got movies coming up. I saw Will Smith and Martin Lawrence do it really good with Bad Boys 3 coming out. I mean, they really leveraged live streaming to make sure that the show up for the launch of the movie was as large as it could be. So it works both ways. And the goal is to achieve this circular synchronous environment where tools are always sending and receiving information to and from your CRM. Right? That's the key, everybody. You have to be doing this. This is not optional. You have to be doing this because the final disclaimer, and this is worth repeating, email is still the most profitable digital channel. It's not dead. It will never die. If somebody tells you email is dead, listen to me clearly. Stop listening to them and stop talking to them. You have my permission the second somebody says that to start packing your bags, getting everything ready and just walking out. Even if it's a meeting, if it's on TV, you have my permission to just turn the channel. If it's online, you have my permission to close out that website, hide that ad in Facebook, tell them it's irrelevant to you and never show it to you again. Like exit. Do not entertain anybody who's talking about email is dead for marketing purposes. Do not listen. Go the other way immediately. What they're really trying to say is email is no longer effective just by itself. There was a day with just sending email, you could make money. But now it needs to work in conjunction with other channels. So you need to use other channels for engagement to get the most out of it. So those claiming it's dead are the same ones that were the same type of mindset that was complaining when Napster and all of these platforms started allowing you to download music without having to buy the CDs. So instead of shifting to this digital space that you could not prevent from happening and coming, you even had rappers and artists and entertainers, you know, on C-SPAN arguing, I'm losing money, protect my rights as an artist. And now look, when's the last time you bought a CD? And nobody's complaining. They made the shift. So the same thing with email. You have to make the shift. It's just not always going to be. These channels change, especially these digital channels. They change so much. Strategies change because people's behaviors are always changing. Okay. So who's that one person that needed to hear this? Who's the one person that could really benefit from learning how to learn the power of synchronous marketing across multiple channels? Who's that marketer that you know is struggling with this because they do not do it well? Right? Or who's that person that you're the trusted resource for? And whenever you tell them to listen to something, they're like, man, good find. Who's that person? Whoever that is, share today's episode with them. Share this episode with them. Okay. Again, if you're new, this is the time. This is my invitation for you to join the family of listeners so that you don't miss a single episode launched every Thursday. Every Thursday, a new episode of the All System Podcast comes out. So make sure you subscribe now. My invitation has been extended. Please accept and leave a 5-star rating and review. That lets me know you have accepted the invitation. Here at Automation Bridge, we are dedicated to training digital marketing professionals to become automation service providers. Small businesses, they are in dire need, everybody, of marketers with the ability to learn marketing and technology for the deployment of automated systems and rapid growth. So if that's you, if you know, that's what I want to do. I want to learn how to do that. It excites me. Every time I listen to this podcast, I can conquer the world. Right? If that's you, go right now to automationbridge.com/ASP, ASP for Automation Service Provider, to take the next steps to talk to someone on my team or myself to assess if you'd be a good fit for the community that I'm building. Okay. The time is now and the need has never been greater. I'm seeing it with my own eyes and I'm serving it with my own hands. We need as many people intelligently deploying automated marketing and sales systems for these small businesses. The companies that sell the software needs it. And the companies that use the software sold to them, they need it. You are the bridge. Okay. So all show notes and podcasts are always available and accessible at automationbridge.com/podcast. You can subscribe and listen to all episodes at your leisure. And until next time, automate responsibly, my friends.